O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Faithful confessor, father wise and prudent, this glorious pastor, filled with joy forever, reigns in the heavens as we praise and honor his worthy triumph. This priest and pastor, glorious and noble, taught by example holiness and virtue, as he strove always, pure of heart and blameless, to find God's favor. Now let us ask him, earnestly beseeching, that we be washed clean of our guilt and failings. By his petitions, may he lead us onward to heights of heaven. To God be glory, who alone is mighty, praise in the highest, honor through all ages, who rules and governs with his laws and wisdom all of creation. Amen. Give joy to your servant, Lord. To you I lift up my heart. Turn your ear, O Lord, and give answer, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am faithful. Save the servant who trusts in you. You are my God, have mercy on me, Lord, for I cry to you all the day long. Give joy to your servant, O Lord, for to you I lift up my soul. O Lord, you are good and forgiving, full of love to all who call. Give heed, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my voice. In the day of distress I will call, and surely you will reply. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord, nor work to compare with yours. All the nations shall come to adore you and glorify your name, O Lord, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You who alone are God, show me, Lord, your way, so that I may walk in your truth. Guide my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forever. For your love to me has been great. You have saved me from the depths of the grave. The proud have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. To you they pay no heed. But you, God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, O Lord, abounding in love and truth, turn and take pity on me. O give your strength to your servant, and save your handmaid's son. Show me a sign of your favor, that my foes may see to their shame, that you console me and give me your help. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Give joy to your servant, Lord. To you I lift up my heart. Blessed is the upright man who speaks the truth. Hear, you who are far off, what I have done. You who are near, acknowledge my might. On Zion, sinners are in dread. Trembling grips the impious. Who of us can live with the consuming fire? Who of us can live with the everlasting flames? He who practices virtue and speaks honestly, who spurns what is gained by oppression, brushing his hands, free of contact with a bribe, stopping his ears lest he hear of bloodshed, closing his eyes lest he look on evil. He shall dwell on the heights, his stronghold shall be the rocky fastness, his food and drink in steady supply. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Blessed is the upright man who speaks the truth. Let us celebrate with joy in the presence of our Lord and King. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation, has shown his justice to the nations. He has remembered his truth and love for the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, ring out your joy. Sing psalms to the Lord with the harp, with the sound of music, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Acclaim the King, the Lord. Let the sea and all within it thunder, the world and all its peoples. Let the rivers clap their hands, and the hills ring out their joy. Rejoice at the presence of the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice, and the peoples with fairness. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Let us celebrate with joy in the presence of our Lord and King. Naked I came forth from my mother's womb, and naked I shall go back again. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We accept good things from God, and should we not accept evil? Incline my heart according to your will, O God. Incline my heart according to your will, O God. Speed my steps along your path, according to your will, O God. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Incline my heart according to your will, O God. Blessed be the Lord. For love of him, St. Thomas Aquinas spent long hours in prayer, study, and writing. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebi suae, et erexit cornus salutis nobis in domo David pueri sui, sicut locutus est pero sanctorum, quia saeculo sunt profetarum meus, salutem ex inimicis nostris, et demonu omnium qui oderunt nos, ad facienda misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamenti sui sancti, usurandum quod uravit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, daturum se nobis. Ut sine timore de manu inimicorum nostrorum liberati, serviamus illi, in sanctidate et justitia coram ipso, omnibus diebus nostris, et tu puer profeta altissimi vocaperis, praebis enim antifaciem Domini parare via seus, ad tandam scientiam salutis plebieus, in remissionem peccatorum eorum, per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in quibus visitavit nos oriens ex auto, illuminare his qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam pacis. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Blessed be the Lord. For love of him, St. Thomas Aquinas spent long hours in prayer, study, and writing. Christ nourishes and supports the Church, for which he gave himself up to death. Let us ask him.
Remember your Church, O Lord.
You are the Good Shepherd who has given life and light today. Make us grateful for these gifts.
Remember your Church, O Lord.
Look with mercy on the flock you have gathered together in your name. Let no one whom the Father has given you perish.
Remember your Church, O Lord.
Lead your Church in the way of your commandments. May your Holy Spirit keep her faithful.
Remember your Church, O Lord.
Nourish the Church at the banquet of your word and bread. Strengthened by this food, may she follow you in joy.
Remember your Church, O Lord.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who made St. Thomas Aquinas outstanding in his zeal for holiness and his study of sacred doctrine, grant us, we pray, that we may understand what he taught and imitate what he accomplished. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Benedicamus Domino.
Deo gratias.